Log Talk Radio.
Oh, I thought you just have name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a mighty word from the Lord. Amen. And God bless each and every one for being here this evening on this Good Friday. To our listeners on Facebook, YouTube, and X, and Blog Talk Radio, God bless you and welcome, welcome, welcome. At this time, I'd like to say a prayer and then welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come glory, God is worthy.
Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you, God. You woke us up again this morning to see another beautiful sunrise. Thank you for seeing us safely to another weekend. Our family is healthy. Our bills are paid. We have food and shelter, and we are thankful and blessed. We praise you in advance for opening doors for all who need jobs, for healing the sick, and for keeping us and our families covered under the shadow of his wings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. God's faithfulness. In Deuteronomy 32:1-4 says, "Listen, O heavens, and I will speak. Hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teachings fall like rain, and my words descend like dew, like showers on the grass, like abundant rain on tender plants. I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the greatness of our God. He is the rock. His works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong. Upright and just is he." Amen, amen, and amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to play another selection.
I am the creator, I am the maker of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am he. Let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you.
Stop it.
I am the one. A need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, can stand. just let me be who I am to you. And consider when God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed, but you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Racking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but. And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs to know that God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but
I am.
One more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can live here.
I am.
Amen. Praise be to God. Dear Heavenly Father, today we humbly come before you in prayer. May you fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessings that surrounded us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions that they may reflect you. Reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us through this day. In your holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Grace for today. And the title is God Loves You Dearly. In Malachi 1 and 2 says, I have loved you, says the Lord, but you ask, how have you loved us? People who have been hurt or broken by life tend to have a problem acknowledging that God is a God of love. You must remember that the love of God is boundless and infinite. It is an unconditional, limitless, eternal love in comparison to our love that is of a passing nature. God's love and care for us is based on that which is good for us, not only now, but in the future as well. The extent of God's love is so infinite that he is by your side in every situation of life. He waits to support and help you, to console you, to help you overcome stumbling blocks, and to be your shepherd. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Thank you, God of love, that I will sit down one day at the feast of the Lamb because I love you and you love me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our grace for today. Hallelujah, Jesus. At this time, I will play another selection.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Is woven completely and extremable into the very fabric of teaching. As he sent his disciples out to heal the sick and spread God's message of salvation, Jesus offered this guiding principle: freely you have received, freely give. Matthew 10:8 and the NIV. The principle still applies. If we are to be disciples of God, we must give freely of our time, our possession, and our love. Lisa Welch spoke for Christian women everywhere when she observed, "The Lord has abundantly blessed me all of my life. I'm not trying to pay him back for all of his wonderful gifts. I just realized that he gave them to me. He gave them to me to give away. All of us have been blessed, and all of us are called to share those blessings without reservation. Today, make this pledge and keep it. Be a cheerful, generous, courageous giver. The world needs your help, and you need the spiritual rewards that will be yours when you share your possession, your talent, and your time." Praise God. When somebody needs a helping hand, he doesn't need it tomorrow or the next day. He needs it now. And that's exactly when you should offer to help. Good deeds, if they are really good, happen sooner or later. Sooner than later. Amen? What is your focus today? Joy comes when it is Jesus first, others second, then you. We can't do everything, but we can, but can we do anything more vulnerable than invest ourselves in others, in another, excuse me. The measure of a life after that is not its duration, but its donation. All kindness and good deeds, we must keep silent. The result will be an inner reservoir of power. Here's a thought. God has given so much to you, and he wants you to share his gift with others. Amen? In 2 Corinthians 9 and 7, in the New King James Version says, so let each one give as he purpose in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And 3 John 1 and 5 in the CSB says, dear friend, you are showing your faith by whatever you do for the brother, and this you are doing for strangers. Amen. In Acts 20:35 in the CSB says, in every way I have shown you that by laboring like this, it is necessary to help the weak and to keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus. For he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Praise be to God. Galatians 6 and 2 in the New King James Version says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father, your gifts are priceless. You gave your son Jesus to save us, and your motivation was love. I pray that the gifts I give to others will come from an overflow of my heart, and that they will echo the great love you have for all of your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. And at this time, I will play another selection. And I do hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music on this Good Friday. Praise be to God.
Heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you greet us. He makes clouds rise from the earth, sending lightning.
God. Thank you, Lord. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for the gift of life and for the challenges that we face each day. We are grateful for the opportunities to grow in strength, courage, and perseverance. May we face these challenges with faith and determination, knowing that you are always with us, and that's all things are possible through you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. And now it is time for our devotional message, praise God, which is entitled Spiritual Issues. And the scripture reading for this is coming from John chapter 3, verse 6, and it says, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. John 3 and 6. Nicodemus went to see Jesus at night because Jesus was considered by many of Nicodemus' peers to be nothing more than a low-class, ignorant preacher. But Nicodemus felt compelled because he saw that Jesus had real answers the other rabbis did not have. So Nicodemus approached Jesus with what he thought was an intellectual inquiry, a question that he hoped Jesus could answer. Jesus, however, perceived that what Nicodemus really needed and wanted was a genuine relationship with God. So Jesus' understanding this could only happen if Nicodemus was born spiritually, addressed the underlying root. We all need to be saved, to be born with a new living spirit that can interact with the Lord. So how does that occur? Understand salvation isn't gained by doing good, by joining a church, or by being baptized. Rather, you are saved by accepting that Jesus' death on the cross was sufficient to forgive your sins and give you a new spirit that is able to relate to God. Whatever difficulty is on your mind today, it is spiritual at its root. Whether you realize it or not, you need Jesus. Therefore, let him take care of your deepest spiritual need, and the rest will follow. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, even though our issues appear earthly, we know they are spiritual. Help us, Lord. We need you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection. Heavenly Father, we come before you in gratitude for this new day. We surrender our hearts, mind, and spirit to your loving care. Grant us wisdom, discernment, and strength for the challenges ahead. Fill us with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Bless our loved ones, protect them, and draw them closer to you. Use us as a vessel of your love and light, that we may bring joy and hope to those around us. Order our steps according to your will and shower us with your abundant blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God, praise God. You got this. Thank you, Jesus. Once I get. In Psalm 16:8-9, and the ESV says, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. Do you ever say to yourself, once I get, fill in the blank, then I'll be happy? I bet many of you of us have thought this at one time or another. Maybe it was once I find the one, or once I get married, or once I land my dream job. The problem here is that once we get whatever it is, we always start looking for what's next. We don't say, okay, I'm happy now, never mind anything else. We look ahead for the next thing, the next event, or the next person to make us happy. If you're feeling that way now, ask yourself this question. What am I waiting for? You see, we're not guaranteed that thing, event, or person we're looking toward. So why not ask God to change your perspective? Ask him to help you see the good things, events, and people already in your life. He can help you concentrate on the good that surrounds you at this very moment. You could also try looking back at all the wonderful things God had already provided in the past. When your happiness is dependent upon how others treat us or how fun the next event on our calendar is going to be, we waste our time thinking of what is to come and not enjoying what is there in the present. God wants us to see you happy. He wants to enjoy life. Ask him to help you capture your thoughts of what might happen tomorrow and turn them into gratitude of what is happening today. He doesn't want you wasting away and waiting for something else. It's easy to feel happy when you're reminded of whose you are. You are a daughter of God. He has amazing plans for your life, even though you may not be able to see them right now. You can find happiness in knowing that you can trust the creator of the universe with your future. We are reminded in Psalms 37 and 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Praise be to God. God knows our heart and our desire. We have to trust in him. And as we're reminded in the Psalms, delight ourselves in the Lord. You got this. Allow yourself to find happiness where you are today. While we are all have desires and plans for our future, our happiness comes from trusting God in every season. As humans, we naturally look to what's next, what's something you can delight in today that God has provided for you already. Let's follow the scripture and delight yourself in the Lord. Thank him for what he has given you and open the desires of your heart to him. Listen for his movement in your heart. Amen. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing. You got this. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all, this is simple. We gonna have a church. When I look back on my life, and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. Tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning, and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know God?
His holy
Spirit.
is all over me. And no matter
God is sustaining me.
What a mighty good God we serve.
to God. God is sustaining me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for sustaining me. Now, we're going to, I'm going to say a prayer and then play another selection. And after the selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for your mercy and grace, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night. For bringing us to a brand new day, we bless your holy name. We remain forever grateful for our homes, work, and families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. May you mend every broken heart, touch all who need healing, comfort all who moan, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. So at this time, I will play another selection. Praise be to God. Looking for where let L. Here we go. Praise God. Praise God.
I want you to open up your heart. Come on, say it.
What?
Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of the book of Luke, chapter 23 and verses 39 through 40. Amen. That's Luke chapter 39 verses, oh boy, I'll get it together. Luke 23 verses 29 through 49. Visit. One second. Praise be to God. A chance to get to Luke. Okay. Matthews. Mark. Luke. Luke 23. Let your anointing fall on me. Amen. Again, that's Luke chapter 23, verses 39 through 49. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, one of the criminals hanging beside him scoffed, "So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us too, while you're at it." But the other criminal protested, "Don't you fear God even when you have been sentenced to die? We deserve to die for our sins, but this man hasn't done anything wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, "I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise." And by this time, it was about noon, and darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. The light from the sun was gone, and suddenly the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn down the middle. Then Jesus shouted, "Father, I entrust my spirit into your hands. And with those words, he breathed his last. When the Roman soldiers overseeing the execution saw what had happened, he worshiped God and said, "Surely this man was innocent." And when all the crowd that came to see the crucifixion saw what had happened, and they went home in deep sorrow. Verse 49. But Jesus' friends, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching. Praise God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come to magnify you on this Good Friday, but we also come with a sense of need. We want to know you more so that we may enter more fully into a more meaningful and purposeful life. Give us not only the desires to serve you more faithfully, but the power to perform the things that we earnestly wish to do. A part of our service is bringing up our tithes and offerings, that the work of your kingdom may be advanced. Bless us as we give. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Never did people look upon a scene more ghastly, both in physical and horror, in a moral than when the sinless one was put to death by brutality and bigotry. To the world, the death of Christ spoke of utter defeat. Realistically, however, this event combined with Jesus' resurrection brought forth the greatest victory the world has ever seen. These last words of Jesus are perhaps interpreted by some as a parting wrench of pain. Actually, they were not only a prayer of relief at the mercy offered by death, but also a cry of joyful victory that Jesus had endured to the end and completely fulfilled his redemptive mission. Praise God. My text for this message is coming from Luke chapter 23, verse 46 in the RSV Bible. And it says, "Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. And having said this, he breathed his last. Praise be to God. And my title for this message is, Trust God with Yourself. Trust God with yourself. Now, most, perhaps all people die as they live. The last words people speak on this earth are significant. Those who have been skeptical or critical will probably think, if not say aloud, the famous words of Hobbes, I am going to take a leap in the dark. I commit my body to the worms and my spirit to the great perhaps. Those who have been constant seekers after greater understanding and truth we'll probably say with the great scholar Gothic, more light. Those who have lived as John wisely, dedicated to Christ and committed to his will, can say with that great minister, the best of all, God is with us. Jesus' last words were especially significant. When Jesus was about to commit himself to the Father, he reached back into the Old Testament and found a quotation from the book of poetry that was succored many people, both before and after he lived. The psalmist spoke divinely inspired words in the midst of tumult and danger as he recognized that God was merciful and faithful, able to protect and deliver. As Jesus hung on the cross in anguish, he called out those words as his last act of surrender to God. Yet his cry had a different meaning than that of the psalmist. The psalmist longed to be preserved from death, while Jesus asked to be preserved through death unto everlasting life. Although Jesus used the words of the ancient prayer, he made them his own. He had lived the perfect life. Now he was dying the perfect death. He transformed the psalmist's prayer into one of tender confidence by substituting the word Father for the psalmist's expression in Psalms 31 and 5, O Lord God of truth. Both prayed to the same person, of course, but Jesus could call him Father in the way that was not possible for any other person. Amen? Praise be to God. Only in God can we find security. The illusion that security can be found in worldly pursuit drives people to do foolish things. We sacrifice our freedom, surrender our initiative, compromise our ideas, and often waste our opportunities by wandering off after something we believe will make us immune to any contingencies that threatens us. a foreign ambassador warned some time ago for us to be on guard against trying to establish a society that confuses comfort and civilization. As a nation and as individuals, we may attempt to save our lives and end up losing them. Praise God. By forgetting that strength of character, national and personal, is forged only in the furnace of discipline. Hard work must precede success. Suffering and pain must come before true peace can be realized. A Spanish mystic of another generation prayed, "May God deny you peace, but give you glory." Where then is truly security to be found? Only in God, and only in revelation of God brought to us by Jesus Christ. Jesus found his security in God. Jesus had found his earthly security in doing God's will. Now he found his security at death in the same place. We never find true fulfillment until we surrender ourselves to the Father's purpose. Augustine wrote, "Thou hast made us for thyself, and we are restless until we rest in thee." Many years ago, an American minister visited a mission hospital and was asked by the doctor, "Would you like to see a major operation?" The operation lasted for 7 hours. Intense heat and ether fumes were so overbearing that the minister had to go outside to refresh himself. At the conclusion, he said, "Doctor, is this an average day?" The surgeon smiled. Perspiration stood on his brow while his hands trembled with fatigue. The minister asked, "How much would you be paid for an operation like this in America?" The doctor named the going rate for such an operation. The minister then asked, "How much do you get for it here?" The doctor looked at the poor woman who had been wheeled into the operating room clutching only a copper coin, begging him to save her life. He said, "Her gratitude and my master's smile." He then added, "But that is worth more to me than all the money the world could give." We find our security, peace, joy, and everything worthwhile by trusting in God's perfect will for our lives. The first step, one must start at the beginning. No one becomes a Christian by piling up good works on the altar. The first step is to trust the Lord with our eternal destiny by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior. The death of Christ on Calvary was God's redemptive plan consummated on earth. The weight of our sins drove nails into Jesus' hands and feet. The resurrection completed the divine drama as Jesus commanded his spirit, into the hands of his Father and then expired. So we enter into the Christian life by dying to self. Paul said, I crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2 and 20. If we want to know the joy that the Savior knew in his victorious cry at death, we must make the complete commitment he made. We must literally wager our life on the fact that God not only loves us, but has provided for our needs in the death of Christ on Calvary, and will remove the guilt of our sin. When we surrender ourselves to him, nothing else is sufficient. Nothing else is necessary. Do it today. And my conclusion for this message is, how wonderful to see a person possessing the quiet confidence of a life resting in the providence of God. Pilate did not have that confidence. He had allowed Jesus to be condemned when he could have saved him. The Sanhedrin did not have that peace. They were disorganized and confused. Judas did not have that peace. He had already gone out and hanged himself. The fanatic mob lacked that peace. The frightened band of disciples could not claim it. Only Jesus could. For only he had committed himself completely into the hands of his Father. Are you willing to trust yourself to the Savior? It is the wisest thing, the safest thing, and the most needed thing you could ever do. Fanny Crosby wrote, "Thou, the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me, whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee? Indeed, if Jesus Christ cannot be trusted with our soul's salvation and our life's joy, who can be?" I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. And my brothers and sisters, now is the time. Don't wait until you're lying on your deathbed to give your life to Christ. Do it now, why you are still on this side of the world. Amen. Because you don't want to wait until it is too late. Give your life today. And if you have not given your life to Christ and you want to do so, all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing you have to do is to find yourself a good Bible-based church. Amen? One that teaches and preaches the Bible. And I'd like to leave you with these words from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you until we meet again on Tuesday evening, when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So God bless you on this Good Friday night. And if you have to go out, please be safe and vigilant of your surroundings. Amen. To God be the glory. We love you. We thank you for all of our Facebook listeners, our YouTube listeners, and our X listeners, and also Block Talk Radio listeners. Amen. We love you. Have a happy and safe Easter, and God bless you all. Good night and shalom. Tomorrow I'll pray. You are my
into his glorious light of redemption. Let us pray. Repeat after me. Lord, I am sorry for my sins. I repent for my sins, and I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me. As I once again follow you, I thank you, Lord.